You're listening to a podcast from 702 and Cape Talk.
702 and Cape Talk.
Talking sex.
Hello, Dr. Eve.
Hello, you serious? Oh, can you hear me?
Okay. Loud and clear.
Ah, hello. Did you get my tweet? Did you understand my tweet this morning?
I saw something about dick pics and I retweeted without even clicking on it.
You fall into the category of so many people who just retweet without even checking. I'm surprised at you. You're a scientist. You're evidence-based. You don't even read what you send forward. Thank you for trusting me.
Dude, I totally trust you. For all I know, that could have ended both our careers with haste.
Exactly right. So what we're talking about today is sexting and dick pics known as DPs. I have to give credit where credit is due.
Are they called DPs, Dr. Eve? That's hilarious. I associate DPs with university. Duly performed certificates.
You're hanging out in the wrong places. So online, they're known as DPs, dick pics. And of course, I'm going to share a little bit about women as well.
Yes.
So how I got into thinking about this for us today was, I have to give credit to Bruce Hong. I came in here, I think it was a week or two ago, and he said, you know, I thought about you the other day. It's always like that. I thought about you the other day. Somebody sent in a email on Kino's show to say, I am 30-something-year-old man, and I was chatting to a woman online, and I asked her for a pic, and she sent me a video of her masturbating, and I decided I'm not going to put it onto Kino show. So I thought, this is really interesting, this is familiar to me. And then, as synergies happen, I was informed about a fabulous new app called Defining the Relationship, and I jumped onto that and started listening to their podcasts. And there was a whole segment, a whole podcast on dick pics. And then my literature brought to me some really interesting research into sexting, because it's kind of new and we don't have a whole lot of it. And I have some of it from my book on cyber infidelity, but there isn't a whole lot of it around. So I thought we got to really get into people's heads around sexting and dick pics and women, what women are doing online, because the fact is that women are sexting as much, in fact, my research showed more than what men are doing. So here we are opening up for people to be really honest with us, as always, and brave with us, and to share some of their sexting behavior with us. I want to make it clear, Eusebius, that this is not about children, because we kind of revert and deflect as adults to what our children are doing, and we go into fear-mongering, and we go into how do we police their phones, and how do we stop this happening. We're not talking about your kids today. We're talking about you as adults, whether you're in an attached situation or whether you're a single person. How are you using sexting in your life? And are you sending dick pics?
Give us a call and let us know if you've got questions, or just share your experiences. 011-883-0702 in Johannesburg, and in Cape Town on 021-446-0567. With all the possibilities for things like revenge porn, sheer embarrassment, and what have you, blackmail, how popular and how pervasive, I'm choosing the wrong words here, but you know what I mean, how common is sexting?
Yeah. So let's just give a definition of it first so people know what we're talking about. It's sending and receiving any kind of sexually explicit photograph or text messaging using your cell phone with, of course, your digital camera. So, and also using emoticons and emojis to show certain symbols, because they become synonymous with certain sexual parts and with certain sexual innuendos and messages that you're sending out to other people. It's incredibly exposing. It's incredibly exciting. And we're all doing it. So this was a bit of research that came out about 3 weeks ago from USA Today. 32% single straight men admitted to sending a dick pic. This was, they asked about dick pics in this particular piece of it. 32% of men. 61% said they were asked for one. That's the reason they sent it. 45% said they wanted to turn the other person on, 39% said to flirt, 39% to get the other person to send one back, and 40% said they sent a DP without being asked for one, and the majority of women said, yuck, what is this all about? So dick pics are part of sexting. It's become very commonplace for people to be using this as almost currency. In terms of gay men, what the research showed is that about 60% of men, gay men, have sent a dick pic. 74% of them have received one without asking for it. And two-thirds of gay men are not really aroused or flattered by it, but 42% of them are saying, we're kind of entertained and we're curious about it. So you send one back.
Mm.
And it becomes quite a simple process on dating apps like Grindr, where you swipe somebody's profile and you just need to say one word, which is pics, and they come dick pics, and yeah. Then the fun begins.
I'm fascinated by how high these numbers are quite high,
mm-hmm.
and that interests me because you would have thought that if you've seen about 10 of these DPs, you've seen them all. You don't even know where that really comes from, that particular person.
Yeah, but it certainly is.
So I would have thought over time that it might decline, but apparently, I don't know what the stats would have been many years ago. Certainly, you know, when the internet first became a thing and you had apps like Grindr for the first time, Gaydar before that, and other ones that came sort of, you know, in the evolution of these kinds of platforms, then there was a kind of novelty factor to seeing someone giving you face pics, pictures of their body, dick pics as well. You know, I would have thought that that number would come down because, frankly, asking for this, you don't even know whether you're getting the real picture.
Interesting that you said that. Well, you're smart. That's why you said that. The old days, maybe there were face pics that came along with it. But over time, it's become the focus just on sending these DPs out with expecting to get a response. And it's just about, in terms of gay men on Grindr, it's about, well, we're up for sex and that's all there is to it. There is a deliberate disconnect that happens. And what people are saying, and women specifically, heterosexual women are saying, I would be interested in receiving one of these if I could see the person behind it. I want to see the man. I want to see the face. I want to be able to connect with this person. And then I may be interested in asking him for more or actually having a conversation. So as I wrote in my blog, I started getting my first ones when I was doing my research and sat on a dating site and was like quite offensive in the beginning and like, what really is this all about? And realizing that, you know, I wanted to see the whole person and just clicked away people who were just sending these dick pics. And if there was a person behind it, it would be like, okay, this is more interesting that I want to actually be connecting and talking to this person.
Okay, let's take a quick break there, Dr. Eve. I'm told that you and I love each other so much, we forget to go shopping. It is 16 minutes after 11. Give us a call. What is your attitude towards sexting? Do you do it? Are there any rules that you have had to learn to invent for yourself, perhaps the hard way? Give us a call on 011-883-0702. I'm also very curious whether the interesting research that Dr. Eve has shared with us, whether it rings true of your experiences as well in Cape Town. Call us on 021-446-0567. 16 minutes after 11.
702 and Cape Talk.
Talking sex.
19 minutes after 11, we're talking sex, and today we are focusing on sexting. Let us know if you have any questions for Dr. Eve. For how? What is your attitude when it comes to sexting? And have you experienced it before? 011-883-0702 in Johannesburg in Cape Town on 021-446-0567. Cindy SMSs us, Dr. Eve, and says the following. Dr. Eve, I think that sexting only works within the context of a relationship because I find unsolicited penis photos violent.
Violent, yeah, that's quite strong, and I can totally relate to what Cindy's saying, and research is showing that too, that women feel violated just to receive this. So we're kind of curious from men, and maybe it's hard for men to call us, you see, but to say, listen, I do that. So don't talk about yourself and expose yourself. Just give us an opinion of what you think sending out a dick pic is like. And we're not just keeping it around dick pics. We're really talking about sexting in general, which is when you may even, like Cindy, want to be doing some sexual banter with a partner. You know, I'm really in favor of this. I think it's a fantastic way for people to communicate and to keep the sexual erotic thread going. The downside of it is that it may be kind of disappointing when you get together in real life, especially if you're kind of spending most of your time online and haven't yet met, and you create this fantasy world threshold of a huge amount of sexual expression and shared fantasy, and then you get together, as I say, in real life, and it may be completely disappointing that you're not able to live up, or your partner isn't able to live up to what they have overpromised in the sex scene. So, you know, I'm keen to know what motivates people, and is it sexually arousing to do it? And do you think it is, as Cindy says, a violation or something that should only be kept within a relationship that's significant and loving for you?
Absolutely. Although I suppose whether or not, the actual meeting offline will be disappointing will depend in part on whether or not you were embellishing.
Do we not all embellish online? I mean, that's the problem with being online. It is this hyper-personal space where it leads or lends itself to enormous intimacy, so we feel free because of the anonymity of it, to be able to express ourselves in a way that we can't to a partner who lies next to us. And that's where the whole cyber infidelity problem comes into it. But it's become such an acceptable, almost social currency that we just automatically use it. And I'm curious to know from people, do you use that as a calling card? Would you, like the person Bruce shared with me, send an image of yourself masturbating because you think it's just kind of socially acceptable, and this is what millennials do, and this is what young people do, or what everybody does, not only young people. And it's an acceptable way to let somebody know, hey, this is who I am. What kind of message are you sending? To by sending such a video to someone or an image of you naked or part of your body, is it because you want them to come back? I mean, you see, it is so highly competitive online. People are vying for attention. And so there are extreme lengths that people go to, which is doing such a thing as sending out an image of oneself masturbating. Or maybe I'm just kind of traditional around that.
Well, you're partly with the traditional, I think, signaled an answer to a question I wanted to ask you as an expert on sexuality and also some of the practical realities we have to deal with. I mean, we've previously spoken on this platform, Dr. Eve, about the dangers that come with, you know, blackmail, people using privately sent messages in the context of a relationship when the relationship goes south, and suddenly that can come back to haunt you. So in general, what is your advice when it comes to sexting, given those realities? And you know, digital footprints can't be erased.
Indeed, they cannot be erased. Just to bring some sobriety to listeners, the Kinsey Institute did a study which was published. They took 5,805 single adults between the ages of 21 and 75, and 23% of them reported sharing sex that they had received with an average of more than three different friends. So just be aware is that when you send out a sexting message or an image, this is seen as almost entertainment and part of what people feel entitled to be sharing. It's like in the old days, it was like, oh, did you get a call from him? You know, what did he say? Or what did she say? And now it's like, here is an image that he or she has sent, and it goes viral real quickly. Despite that, I am somebody, I think you know that, and because I'm so sex positive, do believe that we have a right to be doing that, but we need to be doing it responsibly. So I do have a whole guideline, and I've put it onto my blog, around looking at how we can try and get some containment around it so that we are not feeling exposed into a public space that we didn't give consent to, but also can be expressing the incredible, wonderful sexuality in a space that is provided through technology, which I think is amazing.
Absolutely. We've got a call on the line. Thank you for calling in, Ron.
Hi, UCBS. Lovely topic. Now, for you to have this topic in this time of weather, you're actually condoning it. You are actually condoning it. But for me, I feel I'm all for it. But it depends who you're doing it with. There are a lot of shady people out here. You never know. They might be trying to get a nude of you so you can be exposed, especially in our circles, the circles that I run in. So rule number one for me would be, when you do send a picture, so there's deniability in the future, make sure that nothing that can be identified as you or yours is cropped out of that picture. Just send the goods, and that's fine.
Ron, you amuse me. I can hear the laughter in your voice as well. I'm gonna quote to you what I wrote in my blog, which says, checking out the junk is the essence of Grindr, the honey trap for many men who consensually and time-saving honesty cut to the chase with the word pics. So maybe you kind of just checking out the junk or sending out the junk, and very little words are necessary, and then, you know, that's a calling card. Is that what you're saying? That you feel comfortable
exactly.
with that?
You can't exactly buy the car without seeing or tasting the milk. So to prevent any future disappointment, you need to see what you're going to get when you get to the deed.
Okay. So question I have for you, when you are online and wanting this kind of interaction, is it because you're just chasing the sexual experience, or is it because you would like to be having something more intimate or more connected with this person?
Well, it will really depend on the mood, but generally it would be you want something more intimate. But then you do get those days where you just have a bit of randiness that comes right. upon you and you want to have that happen.
I love your honesty. So there are different, you're using technology for your different moods or your different hormone levels for the day. At some times you're doing it just because, you just want to check out the junk so you can get it on and, you know, use your geolocator and kind of knock on somebody's door, or else you're going to use it. I mean, if you are looking for, if you're in the mood to be looking to attach to somebody, would you be sending out images of, would you be sending out dick pics?
Yeah, I would.
Even if you were wanting to connect? Yeah.
Well, for me, the thing would, in that instance would then be, if the connection is strong enough, yes, you would. But although in the back of my mind, I think, okay, is it just one of those things again where you just want the picture and then disappear after a while? But I guess it's 50-50 in that instance.
And would it be,
never really know.
Would you send out a genuine pic? If you trusted the person, you thought, okay, this interest is genuine, maybe we will hook up. Would you send a genuine pic, Ron? Are you just grabbing one from the internet?
No, it has to be genuine. If you're sure that you're going to be going to the person, the picture has to be genuine.
Okay.
Because then there's a lot of troubles in that instance where now you're naked and they're like, so this isn't what I saw. So no.
People usually say that about thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Ron, for sharing that.
All right, then.
People usually say that when they have their first Tinder date, you know, like that. This isn't the face that I saw. But in this context, that isn't the dick that I saw. You know, you kind of oversold yourself there. It is complex, right? It's complex.
It is very complex. It is very complex. But I think what's interesting about Ron's call is obviously it's reflected on what some of the rules are that he has to use. And they're hard because obviously online, like you said, we do naturally embellish. But Ron seems as if he makes a judgment call, for better or worse, based on experience and instinct, what it is that he's dealing with on the other side.
Yeah, I think that that's just really honest. But I also heard there was a differential between when I'm interested in connecting, but he's still using the same methodology, which is sending the dick pic as a calling card to say, hey. So it becomes confusing because the other person's going to receive it. And this is one of the things in my guidelines. Be aware that when you do send naked images of yourself, the expectation is that you're open for sexuality or sexual play. And therefore, you have to have really good boundaries in place with yourself and saying, no, this is just kind of what is the current currency online. I feel okay about it. And don't expect to be sexual with me just because you have an image of my breasts or my genitals. Don't expect that. And you have to be really clear in your communication.
Absolutely. I want to check in with the news in a couple of seconds. If you want to give us a call as well, what are your experiences similar as Ron's? What are your attitude towards sexting? 011-883-0702 in Johannesburg. Fascinating conversation. And in Cape Town on 021-446-0567. Remember, you can also tweet your questions for Dr. Eve at Cape Talk or at Radio 702 or at UCBS or SMS us on 317-702-31567. We're talking about sexting. The stats certainly suggest that it's still very popular, so I know many of us must be falling within those stats and wondering what your attitude towards it is. Even if you don't want to share, as Dr. Eve said, your own experience, just what your attitude is towards it.
702 and Cape Talk.
Talking sex.
15 minutes before noon, we're talking sex, and today we're talking about sexting. If you have any questions, share your stories, you can do so on the number 011-883-0702 in Joburg and in Cape Town on 021-446-0567. Dr. Eve, we've got a call on the line. Let's go to Greenside. Sam, thank you so much for calling in.
How are you?
We're very good. Thank you, Sam. How are you?
I'm fine. Interesting topic, actually, but then I wanted to just elaborate on a few things which people get wrong about sexting. These relationship sexting where you sext your partner and you talk about all that, but then talk about Grindr and other applications. It's basically when you want to meet a person once. Mm. You can't be expecting to find a soulmate in a text.
Dr. E?
So, so talk about safety of pictures and stuff like that. What happens, for example, on Grindr? People would think I'm selling out, but I'm just trying to express my personal experience as I was there. It's, you can't say you're protecting your picture because someone can uproot your picture from a website, from Facebook, from anywhere, and catfish another person. So really, blackmailing on Grindr doesn't really work because you're not even sure of the picture of the person sending you. They can actually send you a picture of someone you know, and you think it's that person, but it's not that person. So the dangers of it at the same time is when you, because it's very quick, you start talking to somebody, and then in a second you're meeting and stuff like that. The only thing is that some other people, and not everyone is there on the same mission. Some other people take the opportunity to now rob people, drug people, because I've got a couple of friends who have had that. They meet up with somebody, but it's not new. It has happened before, even people when they pick each other up in clubs and stuff like that. So the only danger is that just make sure that where you're going is that the person you are talking to, try and analyze the character of a person in how they text with you, because you can tell if they're rude. If they're rude when you're texting, obviously in person they're going to be more than that. So I think that's the only danger which is there. But otherwise, it's basically the easiest way people can hook up with each other these days, I think.
Sam, you know, thank you always for sharing. You're saying, I think similarly to Ron, that it's used for, you're using these apps for different purposes, that if you want to meet up a partner, you probably wouldn't do it on Grindr, but if you just want to have a hookup with a mutual understanding that this is what it is, then you kind of feel safe around that. And just by sending images of parts of your body and not your face, where you people can then discover you, feel safer for you.
Yes,
I think the difficulty, I'm hearing you. I think the difficulty that it comes in, which you totally are aware of, is when people have got different expectations. When you say when two people are not on the same mission. So you've got to spend a lot of time doing what you're doing, which is analyzing the text, which is can be quite exhausting and also misinformative because you're not always sure, and especially if there are just emojis that come along with it, where you're using cues that are available, such as grammar, such as language and how one states as sentences, to be able to make a call on that person. But again, it's going to be about what's my intention with this person. Mm. And that's maybe what you're saying. If you're just sending a dick pic, you don't have to analyze the text. It's kind of a really clear, universally acceptable message. This is what I'm doing. And I'd love to hear from women to hear, are they using sexting in the same way as what Sam and what Ron are doing? I really would love to thank you, Sam, for raising important issues and also around catfishing. Maybe some people don't know what that is. You see this, I mean, catfishing is when you are show your face and you kind of be identified and like you move on to WhatsApp. And these are people who have, you know, big businesses, big situations where they will take that information and begin to blackmail you.
Absolutely.
So they will send a picture of a naked woman. You think you're talking to her, but actually there's a whole organization behind it.
011-883-0702. We'd love to hear from women listeners as well. Do you have similar kind of uses as Sam and Ron for sexting? In Cape Town on 021-446-0567. We have an SMS here, a bit of a chuckle between me and the producers. I doubted the authenticity of the SMS, but they assured me they did their own investigative work. Apparently it's authentic. Let me just read it and you can react to it. UCBS, I work as a gardener. I take a shower at the back of the yard when I finish working. One day, my lady boss accidentally saw me naked, and when I got home, she sent her naked pic with a message. I guess we are now equally embarrassed. From there, the fun began. Anonymous.
Lady Chatley lives. Yeah, why not? I mean, this is commonplace. Is it because it is a gardener with the white lady in the fancy house? I don't know what it is.
Is it lady boss? Maybe it's not even a white boss.
Yeah, that's also true. Mm. But there you go. This is exactly what Bruce was saying on Kino's show. Women are provocative. And I've said before, I hear this in my therapy room all the time, that men kind of come in with their tails between their legs. I don't know what to do with this woman. She's kind of really inviting me up, or she's really provoking me, or she's sexting me, and I don't know how to respond because I'm not used to being so pursued. So we have it. And the data suggests exactly the same, that women more than men are sexting, sending images, naked images of themselves. So come on, woman, bring your voices to us.
Let's, you know, how many people are tweeting and really enjoying this conversation, Dr. Eve. So, you know, obviously you know that you are popular and a consummate professional, but trust me, the fact that we're a little bit dry compared to other weeks with the calls, I wonder, we must talk about that. Here's, for example, a typical SMS, a tweet that's coming through. Alex says, wow, what a nice topic, but my lips are sealed. And then he's got a couple of fun emoticons after that. So people want you and I to be talking their truths.
Which is absolutely fine, because I
think we don't mind. I mean, we, you know, we are both sex positive, but it is interesting, isn't it, that the stats tell us, as a matter of empirical fact, that a lot of people obviously can identify with the behavior of Ron, our last caller, and some of the scenarios you and I have chatted about. But there's a certain kind of silence, and I'm not sure what that is about. Or maybe it's just got to do with general conservatism around sexuality.
Yeah, well, let's also just say that it has a lot to do with what's called cyber infidelity, which is that if you're going to phone and expose yourself and your partner's listening and they're thinking, oh my goodness, I don't get those kind of sexting messages from you. So you're outing yourself in a way. So I can understand that this is a delicate situation.
No, fair enough. Yeah, which leads me to the next issue I wanted us to open up, which is precisely cheating. If, you know, I don't know, if I'm on Grindr, my partner's on Grindr, and I sent a dick pic or I ask for one and get one, even though perhaps you and your partner have both agreed that you're on, but you haven't spoken about the details of it, am I cheating?
You have to read my book. You have to listen to my podcast, okay? Mm. Yes, are you cheating? If you have kept a secret, if you have an agreement between the two of you that that would be considered cheating, then you are cheating. If it would be an agreement that if you look at somebody else's pics and we share them together, so when you come home in the evening, it's like, okay, what have you found? What kind of junk have you found today? And you have a lot of fun, or you say, should we phone him and invite him to come in, or should we phone her and invite her to come in? That is beautiful, beautiful, erotic, sexual, consenting behavior between adults who will be using condoms. But if there is a secret element around it, that's what would then be defined as cyber infidelity, and that's what really causes an enormous amount of pain. I'm really thrilled. What happened this morning was that I just got fantastic information, which I have to share with you immediately, of course, that there are new dating apps which have just come out. I heard about two. The one is called Owner, and the other one is called Hotline.
Is the first one called?
Owner.
Oh, geez, okay, for a moment, I thought you said Ana.
O-N-A, and the other one is called Hotline. Mm. And there is a recognition of what the impact of Tinder and Grindr has done on people, which has caused enormous unhappiness, depression, loneliness, and a sense of disappointment in what's happening on the dating scene. And what these two apps require is that you have to make a phone call to be able to text a person. How
that is interesting.
The circle is turning, how the wheel is turning back to all the research that's been done in the last few years looking at how disconnected we become just being online. And here are incredible opportunists who have picked up on this and are saying you actually have to have a voice-to-voice contact with somebody before we will allow you to send one message or receive one photo of somebody.
We've got a caller on the line. That is fascinating. We've got Joan on the line, Dr. Eve in Cape Town. Hello, Joan.
Hello, Eusebius. Hello, Dr. Eve.
Go for it. We want to hear from a woman.
I'm a mature woman, and I've been single for a number of years now. And, guys, I find that guys are just very willing to send pics completely unsolicited and requesting ones in return. And my response is, I think the essential pictures that you can give enough information without showing all the detail and the crevices, which for me is leaves more to the imagination. And my response generally to guys is that, you know, there's so many of them that I become quite clinical when I see them, that it's not really a turn-on because, you know, I go, well, this one leans to the left, this one is short and thick, and this one is short and long. And my response to them is that a tick doesn't have a personality. And, you know, I want to know a bit about your personality first.
Mm-hmm. So, Joan, when you say that you send in some out that are just almost seductive but not revealing too much, is that a deliberate strategy that he would want to then meet you in person?
Well, it's giving him an income because I am a mature woman and there's a lot of perceptions about mature women and, well, one about physical, and I mean, physically I have been blessed and I still have a very attractive body. That's the one thing. But also, yes, you know, that you don't get to see all of that stuff for free.
You don't get to see it. So are you feeling pressured to send one back in return because you've received one? Is it like just a polite gesture?
Absolutely not. I don't feel any pressure. But if I do ever respond, and I don't always respond with a picture, but if I do, it's a potential picture where you'll see enough to go, oh my gosh, I wonder what is this, without seeing everything. I will never send a picture of my vagina. Never, ever, ever. You might get a side view that you go, oh my goodness, I wonder what's behind there or something.
Okay, so you are tempting. And your breasts, would you send a picture of your breasts?
No, not really. They're not my biggest asset.
Okay,
they're really small, so that will also be a bit nuanced, you know, just a little bit. And, you can have a little peek. I do have a few tattoos, so, you know, a little bit of that, and it just adds to the curiosity. But that also doesn't guarantee that I'll actually meet with you. Because once the physical part has been seen, then it starts enticing a bit more with your mind.
So you are sending out the picture quite comfortably, but you're wanting that as a communication, as an opening. That's kind of like your opening card. Okay, now let's chat. Have you ever tried to, like, let's chat, then I'll send you a photo?
Hmm.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I never, ever just send a picture as a first reply. But if I do, that is the kind of picture that I would send.
All right, but you're contradicting yourself here, Joan. Come on.
No, if a guy sends me a picture and he says, send me a picture, I'll have a conversation with him first. And then, when he's unexpecting it, I will just drop a picture.
Okay, so that's the mating game that you've created. And do you do that with people that you are wanting to be sexual with or that you're really wanting to form some kind of attachment to?
I think it's very much, it depends where it goes to from me. I don't have any expectations because I've come to understand in all the years that I've been there.
Ah, we've just launched Joan there in all her complexity.
And she reflects the complexity that everybody is feeling. That's why I love this new app, Define the Relationship, because it's just, you know, it's validating the fact that everybody feels really confused.
Absolutely. Dr. Eve, where can we have a look at some of the blog entries? Just finally, we've now run out of time and more people, I'm sure, would like to read on. Some have just joined the conversation. We will, of course, also podcast it.
So get onto my website, dreve.co.za, and read the latest blogs, which is called 16 Selfies and Dick Pics. And then look at the app that I told you about called Defining the Relationship, which has just started. In fact, it's a Tinder initiative, which I think is fantastic. They're bringing in education. And then the new dating apps that I mentioned, the one is called ONA and the other one is called Hotline. And I really am going to be pursuing and talking to them because I think this is a fantastic initiative.
Beautiful stuff.
Have
Thank you, Dr. Eve.
Weekend.
You
I'll
too.
Talk to you next week.
Cheers.
Lots of love. Bye-bye.